Nathan Fraser Show, episode number 120, the Jussie Smollett YouTube conspiracy theory. All right, here we go.
Mixing business with politics. This is the Nathan Fraser Show.
What is up, a free market squad? It's your boy Nathan Fraser, high priest of propaganda, and we're back for another episode of the BYO Boss podcast. And this week, we're going to be talking about the Jussie Smollett YouTube conspiracy theory. And this one's going to, I'm going to lose some listeners with this one. And that's okay, because that's what I do on this here podcast. Anyways, let's just jump right into it. And I'm not sure I'm going to actually have a business lesson. So if you're listening to this episode because you want to know a business lesson, I'm not sure I'm going to have one, but I'm just going to give some thoughts on a couple of things. So first of all, if you don't know, measles are killing everybody, and it's all social media's fault, especially YouTube, because YouTube and social media in general have been allowing anti-vaxxer conspiracy theories to run amok with their crazy beliefs. And they're spreading bad information, and it's killing our children. Won't somebody think of the children? So over the last couple of weeks, I've seen probably 30 or 40 write-ups I follow mainly entrepreneurial publications, but I've seen like Entrepreneur Magazine, I've seen Forbes. All of the magazines have been writing stories about how unchecked conspiracy theories on Facebook, unchecked conspiracy theories on YouTube have led to a rise in ill-educated parents not vaccinating their children, and it's causing a measles epidemic that's killing people, and it's all social media's fault, and social media needs to be held accountable, and we need to start censoring what people can say, because think about the children. Isn't it always think about the children? Every time they want to take away some sort of freedom, it's for the sake of the children. And we're watching that happen right now with YouTube, with Facebook, with Twitter. And YouTube, in a way to take an action against this, YouTube is no longer recommending conspiracy theory videos. Now, if you have a YouTube account, you'll know that when you log in, when you open up the YouTube app, there is a list of recommended videos, and those recommended videos are usually compiled based upon things that you've watched in the past. And so if you watch right-leaning videos, right-leaning commentary, they show you a bunch of right-leaning commentary. If you watch left-leaning commentary, they show you a bunch of left-leaning commentary. Whenever I pick up Bella, she usually uses my phone to watch Jeffy videos, some weird retarded puppet type thing. And so every Friday I pick her up, we go out to dinner, we go out to the bookstore or something like that. And for the next 3 or 4 days, every time I turn on YouTube, it's recommending me watch Jeffy videos. So that's how YouTube works. They recommend things that you've previously watched. Well, now they're saying they're not going to recommend conspiracy theories. So if you watch a conspiracy theory video, if you do a search for a conspiracy theory video, they're not going to recommend other conspiracy theory videos when you open up the app in the future. They're also not going to recommend conspiracy theory videos on the side of videos that you're watching. So if you go, and they've been slowly moving this way. I think last year or the year before, they slowly started de-emphasizing YouTube creators and started putting the emphasis on mainstream media creators that were moving over to YouTube. So when you wanted to see a story that was just breaking, instead of on the front page, instead of showing you the most popular YouTuber talking about it, who would probably have 5 to 10 or 50 times more viewers than maybe CNN or Fox News would have, they would instead show you what Fox News or CNN was saying about the particular subject. And if you wanted to see what PewDiePie or Sticks and Hammer or, some black guy or any of the YouTube popular, Chris Reagan, any of the popular YouTube people, you'd have to actually go seek out their videos. YouTube was de-emphasizing the importance of YouTubers, which is not a good, not a good business tactic to take, in my opinion. There's maybe a lesson there. But now they're saying, instead of just pushing the mainstream narrative to the front, they're actually just going to stop recommending anything that could be considered a conspiracy theory on any kind of current news or any kind of anything that you're looking up. If you want to know how far it is to the moon and back, they're not going to tell you, they're not going to recommend a funny thing happened on the way to the moon. If you want to know what temperature steel beams melt at, they're not going to show you loose change. They're going to hide anything that goes against the mainstream narrative from your YouTube timeline, your YouTube recommended videos, and when you're watching videos, anything that's deemed a conspiracy theory will not show up in the recommended or the side videos as well. Now, what constitutes a conspiracy theory? That's where this whole thing gets very, very gray or very, very muddy, because I'm going to get into this in a little bit, but the term conspiracy theory, who defines what that actually means? And I don't know if I trust YouTube or the mainstream media pundits that they seem to be trying to appease. I don't know if I trust them to be determining what is and what isn't a conspiracy theory. Now, I think I should make this clear. I actually reject probably 99% of the conspiracy theories I hear. I don't believe in 99% of the conspiracy theories out there. I think most of them are BS, but I find them to be entertaining. Sometimes I like just going down a rabbit hole and looking at all of the evidence, quote unquote, that people have compiled that Eminem is a clone, some major empire, the Tartarian Empire, was being covered up and erased from the history books. I'm entertained by that shit. I always have been. I remember watching when I was a little kid, watching Unsolved Mysteries with my mom, and even more recently, watching shows like I think Jesse Ventura had a show called Conspiracy Theories for a while, which was an entertaining show. I enjoyed watching it. I didn't believe most of what I believed any, maybe one episode out of all of them that I saw. Ancient Aliens is another example. But why should we not be allowed, and why is it okay for mainstream media to have conspiracy theory based shows, but not okay for YouTube to recommend conspiracy theory based shows? I have to wonder why. And why is Ancient Aliens okay and Unsolved Mysteries is okay, but Flat Earth and QAnon is not okay? Or time-traveling Barron Trump videos are not okay for me to view. I don't see why, as an adult who's able to sift through and make my own decisions based off of the evidence, I don't see why it's okay for me to watch Unsolved Mysteries, but it's not okay for me to entertain Flat Earth conspiracy theory videos. And just to make this clear, I think Flat Earthers are retards. And if you're a Flat Earther and you're watching this, I'm sorry, but I just think you're retarded. But I absolutely agree that you should be able to spread your ideals. I'm not for silencing you or taking away your ability, because I feel like that makes martyrs out of people. And I don't think it's a good idea to silence people just because I disagree with what they have to say. Now, here's a conspiracy theory that mainstream media has been force feeding us for the last 2 years, which is the Trump Russia collusion conspiracy. Trump and Russia colluded to win the election. We've been having that conspiracy theory that Trump and Russia conspired to overthrow our democratic process. It's been force-fed to us for the last 2 years by all of the trusted people who are recommended by YouTube. Now that it's come out that there's no evidence after 2 years of investigation, zero evidence for it, does that mean all of the CNN videos, all of the Rachel Maddow videos, all of the Don Lemon videos that have been promoting this conspiracy theory, are they all of a sudden, is YouTube going to emphasize those videos? Is YouTube going to pull them out of the recommend? I doubt it. So again, who gets to choose what qualifies as a conspiracy theory? Because for 2+ years now, we've been force fed something that's been proven to be a conspiracy theory, accusations of a conspiracy that ended up to be nothing more than a theory after 2 years of investigation. So again, and then what about actual conspiracy theories that have been proven to be true? This has happened many times throughout history. Operation Northwoods is, if you go and read Operation Northwoods, the government conspired to kill American citizens on an airplane and make it look like it was the Cubans so that they could have a reason to attack. It was declassified, laid out there. The government conspired to do it. It's not just a theory, but it is qualified. It does qualify as a conspiracy theory. Operation Gladio. If you look up Operation Gladio, exact same thing. Well, very similar thing. Governments acting or having bombers and gunmen dress up like their opposition, having them kill civilians and using it as justification to continue presence in hostile areas. Operation Mockingbird. All of these are declassified. You can go and look them up. Operation Mockingbird, where it came out that the CIA had infiltrated mainstream media, that they had people that were writing the news that were actually CNN or CIA agents, that they had people reading the news to America that were actually CIA agents, that they were actually using mainstream media to propagandize and to lie to the American public. And it all came out in congressional hearings back in the 70s. All of this has been declassified. USS Liberty, the whole attack on the USS Liberty to get U.S. sentiment against the leader of Egypt at the time, and it ended up being Israel that actually attacked it. They said that Egypt attacked USS Liberty. They used it as a reason to start aggressing against Egypt. And then it came out that Israel actually attacked the USS Liberty. They knew it the whole time. They lied to the American public. They conspired in order to get a political agenda across. And these are all out in the open. None of these are denied. These are all cases that the government has openly admitted to, and they're blatant conspiracies. And these are things that are considered to be conspiracy theories. YouTube will probably not allow or not recommend videos on Operation Northwoods, not recommend videos on Operation Gladio, not recommend videos on Operation Mockingbird, not recommend the truth about what happened to USS Liberty, because they're proof that the government conspires. They're proof that conspiracy theories actually but occasionally do tend to be true. So why should we not allow people to speculate? If we have a long history of government being caught with their hands in the cookie jar, why should we not be allowed to speculate when something happens that, hey, maybe government agents have their hands in the cookie jar again? Why should we not be allowed to see that is an opinion that's out there? Why should YouTube, and why are these people that run these news agencies so worried that we might talk or hear other people talk about things that there's actually a history of documented evidence of? So here's what it really comes down to. Mainstream media is corporate controlled. I think at the end of last century, going into this century, at the beginning of the turn of the century, it was down to like 7 companies that ran all of the mainstream media. So it was like Disney, Viacom, Fox. And I think Disney just bought Fox. Disney is buying Sony. I think Disney just bought Sony. Disney bought Marvel. Pretty soon it's just going to be Disney. Disney's going to run all of the media. But it's horrifying if you look at how small the group of people is that control all of the media that we have, all of the magazines, all of the television shows, all of the news. All of it comes from like 3 corporations now, Disney being one of them, Viacom, I think, being one of them, and I can't remember what the other one is, but there's like 3 or 4 companies that run all of the media, and they have controlled the narrative up until just recently. In the last like 5 years, maybe 10 years, they've controlled the Overton window of what people are allowed to think and what people are allowed to talk about and what information is allowed to get out there. Now, they're losing power. They're losing control of the narrative. And a great example of this is just in the last couple of weeks, we've had 2 blaring examples of where the media painted a story to be the exact opposite of what the truth was. The Covington kids, which was those Covington Catholic kids that were confronted by the guy, the Native American, banging on the drum, walked up to him, was totally aggressing on them, pounding the drum in the kid's face. The kid stands there smirking at him. The media paints that as MAGA kids aggressively surround Native American and mock him and chant him and make racial slurs. And then the whole video, and this went wild over mainstream media. Everyone from CNN, even Republicans, even conservative news outlets were being like, this is disgraceful that kids would act this way. And then the full media came out, and the kids were not being racist. The kids were actually having racial slurs thrown at them by Black Israeli, whatever those that group of people are. And they didn't walk up and aggress against the Native American guy. He actually came up to them. He actually initiated the aggression in that, or the conflict in that particular situation. And what the media painted for the 2 days until the actual video started getting spread around on YouTube, the story that mainstream media was promoting was the exact opposite of what actually happened. And then after about a week of the actual video, the full context, not just the 7 seconds that CNN decided to plaster over everybody's television sets, once the actual story came out, once the actual 12 hours of footage that involved or included all of the context came out, it ended up being the exact opposite of what mainstream media was saying. But up until that spread far and wide because of Facebook, because of Twitter, because of YouTube, saying that the government or saying that the mainstream media was lying about it would have been considered a conspiracy theory. Now, another one, and people might say that's a stretch. I don't know if that would qualify as a conspiracy theory. Well, here's one that just happened that will absolutely qualify as a conspiracy theory. Jussie Smollett, the actor from, what's that show? Empire. About a week ago, 2 weeks ago, he came out and he said he was the victim of a hate crime. Two guys ran up to him at 2 o'clock in the morning in Chicago in the middle of a blizzard and beat him, started assaulting him, threw bleach on him, put a noose around or a noose-like rope around his neck and yelled, "This is MAGA country." And the news went wild with this. The news was like, "Look at this, another example of Trump's America, another example of MAGA hat wearing fascist, racist, bigot KKK beating up a Black gay guy. This is Trump's America." And the media ran with this story with no evidence whatsoever. Black gay celebrity gets attacked by racist Trump supporters. It'll get the clicks. Let's go ahead and run it. If it bleeds, it leads. And Jussie Smollett at the time had a little bit of a cut, so he was bleeding, so it was leading, and it was all over the news. And what happened was some people on YouTube, a lot of people on YouTube were saying, something smells fishy here. I'm not sure. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, two Trump supporters randomly recognized some guy from a TV show that Trump supporters probably would never watch and attacked him, and two of them attacked him, and all he got was a small cut underneath his eye, and then his phone records, the discrepancy with his phone records. The police ask for his phone records. He redacts his phone records and gives them a redacted version of them. And stuff's just not seen. It doesn't. 2 o'clock in the morning, out getting a sub sandwich in the middle of the freezing cold. Like there's no such thing as DoorDash, or there's no such thing as apps that you can order food on your phone. Something just didn't smell right about this. But what was the alternative to the mainstream media? The mainstream media was two Trump supporters randomly saw him, just happened to have bleach on their persons, just happened to have a rope on their persons, just happened to be in the same spot of Chicago, just happened to recognize Jussie Smollett from a TV show that Trump supporters probably wouldn't watch. Everything came together in the perfect storm, and they were able to perpetrate a hate crime. Or some other people were saying, you know, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but it seems like there might be a conspiracy going on. I'm just theorizing here, but I think that there's probably something else going on. And lo and behold, The mainstream media once again had their story completely backwards. The truth of the matter was exactly the 100% opposite of what the most trusted name in mainstream news had to offer. It ended up being the case that Jussie Smollett, or at least what it's looking like, police, it's leaking out now that the police are investigating Jussie for making a hoax. The two people that were caught on video were actually extras from the TV show. They've got receipts of those guys buying the rope. They raided their house and found something like 5 different types of bleach in their house, which, I mean, everybody's got bleach in their house, 5 different kinds. I don't know. That does seem a little bit weird. And they brought those guys in, and apparently those guys have turned on Jussie, and they're saying, yeah, he actually paid us to perpetrate this. And the whole thing was organized. The whole thing was plotted out in advance. Apparently they even did practice runs of this in advance. And the whole thing was a fake hate crime. And the conspiracy theorists on YouTube, the ones who were saying that, you know, I hate to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but it sounds like Jussie was conspiring with other people to mislead the public. It turns out that once again, just like in the Covington's kids case, just like in Operation Northwoods, just like in Operation Gladio, just like in Operation Mockingbird, just like when it comes to the USS Liberty, the conspiracy theorists were right, and the mainstream trusted media was wrong. And now YouTube is telling us, under their new guidelines, even though the conspiracy theorists have a track record of being right, especially recently, more often than mainstream media, they're only going to recommend mainstream media, and they're not going to recommend conspiracy theories. Now, what is this about? Again, I think this is about control of the narrative. Up until I I'm not a big fan of Trump. I don't think Trump is the destroyer or the drainer of the swamp that his supporters think that he is. I don't think he's the God Emperor come to tear apart the deep state that his supporters think that he is. But I do think that Hillary was who they wanted to win. And I do think that Trump was one of the first presidents that the media and the people that control the media didn't pick for the winner. I might be wrong. I might be right. I don't know. I don't know what goes on behind closed doors. But and again, I think that if Trump was really a threat to the establishment, he would have already been JFK'd. But that's just a conspiracy theory. The point of the matter is, though, what this is all about is, up until now, less and less companies have had more and more control over what people think about, what people consider, what people talk about. And that means they can control what movies you go see. That means, hey, you know what? I'm going to go off on a side tangent right now. Captain Marvel is being promoted as the first female-led superhero movie from Marvel Comics, and it's going to be a groundbreaking female-led superhero movie. And if you care about women's rights, you need to go see Captain Marvel, and it's going to be the blockbuster of the summer. And everybody's so hyped to go see Captain Marvel. And to me, personally, Captain Marvel looks like a garbage movie based off of the previews. It looks boring as fuck. Brie Larson, the actress, she doesn't look like she looks like she has one range of emotions. Same reason that I can't stand Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage, the guy who's always got the exact same emotion in every single scene. I can't stand that about him. I don't like watching his movies because I can't stand the way that his acting, his acting ability is just garbage. Same thing I think about Brie Larson. She just doesn't have range. She doesn't have an emotional range. She can't convey a large range of emotions. She looks boring. I don't want to go watch the movie. It looks boring. Plus, she's an uber intersectional feminist. All of her promotional stuff so far has been fuck men, fuck white men, girl power. And I'm all for girl power, but if you have to shit on men in order to show girl power, I'm not about that. I'm not about shitting on girls to show how great guys are either. If you have to prop up your character by shitting on other characters, that's just a bad ploy. In wrestling, they call that a jobber. It's the wrestler that comes out, and it's the unknown wrestler, the not very well-known wrestler, who comes out just to get beat up so that you can prop up the other wrestler as the fan favorite. If that's how you have... Same thing with, like, Rey in Star Wars. the only way that they could make her a compelling character or make her look like a good character was to shit all over Han Solo and to shit all over Luke Skywalker. This whole Mary Sue, it's the reason why I don't like Superman as a character, because Superman, in my opinion, is a Mary Sue as well. Anyways, the point of the matter is that's totally how Captain Marvel is being sold. It doesn't look interesting to me at all, but the media is going nuts with it because it pushes the leftist social justice warrior, intersectional feminist agenda. Now, on the other hand, a fantastic movie that I thoroughly enjoyed, Battle Angel Alita, just came out. Movie was fantastic. The special effects were awesome. Almost all of the characters. The female, though, the female lead of the movie did a fantastic job. And the male supporting character, I thought he was, I wasn't impressed by his acting. But visually, story-wise, it was a great movie. But it wasn't filled with social justice warrior political activism. And so the media's trying to ignore it, or the media's talking shit about that movie and saying, don't go watch that, go watch Captain Marvel instead. And Captain Marvel looks like it's going to be full of leftist propaganda, full of intersectional feminist propaganda. And up until now, the media has controlled what movies we go and see, what movies become popular. If the media liked the movie, if it pushed the narrative that the media liked, then it became popular. If it didn't push the media or the narrative, then it didn't become popular. And now we're watching that isn't the case anymore. Battle Angel Alita is doing really well, and Captain Marvel is plummeting in expected first week or weekend box office ticket sales. Originally, they were saying, oh, it's going to sell $180 million worth. And then they were like, it's going to sell $140 million worth. And then we're like, it's going to sell $120 million. And recently, I just saw one that said, well, it's tracking at $80 million. It's since the media came out pushing it, it's lost $100 million in box office opening weekend, because we have social media. We can look at it and be like, oh, this movie looks really lame. And if you look at the Facebook ads and you watch, if you go through whenever you see a Facebook ad for Captain Marvel, go and read the comments. Overwhelmingly, the comments are negative. They're saying this movie looks boring. Brie Larson can't act her way out of a paper bag. Why are they shitting all over all of the previous Marvel movies just to prop up this character? Why do they have to make Tony Stark and Black Panther and Thor look like dipshits in order to make Captain Marvel look like a great savior? Why do they have to shit on all of these characters that they've built up over the last 15 years to prop up this new character who nobody gives a fuck about? And the mainstream media is being like, yo, you have to like, if you don't like Captain Marvel, you're a sexist. Just like if you didn't like the girl version of Ghostbusters, it could have only been because you're a sexist. It had nothing to do with the fact that the movie was garbage. It had nothing to do with the fact that the people pushing the movie were more concerned with shoving their politics down your throat than they were with creating a good, entertaining movie. No, it's only because you're a sexist. So if you don't like Captain Marvel, it's because you hate women. And if you don't want to be accused of hating women, you better go buy your tickets to watch Captain Marvel, you fucking bigot, you male chauvinistic fucking pigs. That's the power that mainstream media has had. And now it doesn't have that power anymore. You go to Rotten Tomatoes and you look at the critic score of Ghostbusters, and then you look at the actual viewer score, and they're completely different. You go to the critic score of the new Doctor Who show, and you go to the actual viewer score of Doctor Who, and they're completely the opposite. You go to the critic score of Star Wars, the Mary Sue Ray Star Wars, and then you go to what the actual fans are saying, and it's the exact opposite. You go to the Rotten Tomatoes and look at the score that Battle Angel Alita has from the critics, which is super low. And then you look at the score that the audience is giving it, and they're giving it a super high score. The critics, the mainstream media, the people that have controlled what movies succeeded and what movies have failed in the past, they're losing that power because of social media, because of YouTube, because of Facebook. The people that have told you this is the shot that you need to get this year if you want to make sure that your kids don't die from the recent outbreak, from avian bird flu, from measles, from whatever the newest scare is, from Ebola, from anthrax, whatever the new thing that everybody needs to be terrified of is this year, whatever mainstream media wants you to be terrified of, they've had control over what people live and die and fear and think about and obsess about for our entire lives, and they've lost that control. They used to control what movies succeeded, what movies failed. They used to control which presidents were elected and which presidents were not elected, and they no longer have that control, and it fucking terrifies them. Everything that they've built, all the power that they've consolidated, taking 400 different media conglomerates and slowly combining them down into five, into three, into what it is now, I think, which is three or four different giant mega companies that run all of the media. All of that work has been for nothing because YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all of the social medias have completely undone all of the power that they've accumulated over society for the past 100 years. And now none of it matters anymore. And they are shaking in their boots because they've lost the most powerful form of influence that that has ever been known to mankind. And so now they're intimidating Facebook. They're intimidating YouTube. They're constantly attacking PewDiePie. They're constantly attacking anybody who outperforms mainstream media on social media. And it's a hit job. They're constantly going after these people. And now measles is the newest excuse. Trump being elected was an excuse. Anything they can use as an excuse to get you afraid of freedom of speech. Now, why did social media raise up? Why did social media become so popular? Why did it become so powerful? Because we want to know what our neighbors think. We're sick and tired of being told what we're supposed to believe by people who work for corporations. We're sick and tired of mainstream media saying, be afraid of this, be depressed about this. Here's a story about how horrible humanity is. Here's a story about how the planet's going to die. Now a word from our sponsors. Now that you're worked up and you're depressed and you're sad and you're angry and you're feeling hopeless about the future, have you heard about our new antidepressant pill? Get it today. Go talk to your doctor today about getting on whatever side effects may include increased suicidal thoughts and increased depression. whatever the case is, though, that's the power that they've had. Mainstream media has had the power to control reality for 99% of the population for the last 100 years, and they've lost that control. Now we're going to our neighbors. We want to know what our neighbors think. We want to know what our friends on Facebook think. We want to know what our favorite YouTube commentators think. We don't care what Tucker Carlson thinks. We don't care what Rachel Maddow thinks or what Don Lemon thinks or what Brian Stelzer thinks. We don't give a fuck about what these corporate controlled shills think. We care about what the average person thinks. And for the first time ever, social media has given us the power to know what the average person thinks, to know what our neighbors think. And we're not being led by these Judas goats that have led us into the slaughter for the last 100 years. Now we're able to communicate with each other and do what I'm doing right now and be able to know what other people think, and that terrifies the powers that be. And so they're going to do everything they can to enforce censorship. They're going to use everything, every scare that they can, vaccines, unvaccinated children, Russian collusion, hate crimes, groups being formed on Facebook to create lynch mobs, every single thing that they can think of to eliminate what free speech has brought in us, eliminate what free speech has destroyed from their efforts. They're going to go out of their way to demonize the free speech that you have on social media and YouTube, taking the you out of YouTube, YouTube taking and saying, this is what's okay and this is what's not okay for you to see, is, in my opinion, it's going to kill their platform. And if Facebook continues to go the way that it's going, it's going to kill Facebook's platform. And if these giant media corporations, they're dying. They're outdated. They're not something that we need anymore. And they're like dinosaurs thrashing in the tar pit, and they're going to take down as many of their competitors as they possibly can as they slowly die. But they're dying. And if YouTube If YouTube continues to bend to their will, YouTube's going to die right along with them. Facebook is going to die right along with them, and something else is going to come up and take its place, and the cycle is going to continue. And that's my main thing. Here's the business lesson here. Don't get stuck to an old business model. Be flexible. Be willing to evolve. Because if you're like mainstream media and you're glued to the wire, the cable that goes into the flat screen TV, and you're glued to the old business model, and a new business model comes out where people with a webcam or a cell phone can get on and compete with you and offer a superior product for a way less expensive price, and offer something that the market actually wants, and you refuse to deliver what the market wants because you're comfortable with all the power that you've accumulated while there was no competition, when that competition comes, you're going to go the way of the dinosaur. And that's what's going to be happening to CNN, Fox News, MSNBC. And if YouTube and Facebook and all the social media attach their ships, tie their ships to the old mainstream media, they're going to be going down with them as well. So that's my business lesson in this week's episode, is be flexible and be willing to adopt new technologies, and don't get comfortable just because you've gained a monopoly, because in a free market, people will disrupt that monopoly. And if you're not flexible, you will go the way of the dinosaur. Anyways, my name is Nathan Frazier. I hope you enjoyed this. If you did, make sure that you're subscribed. Subscribe to my videos. Subscribe to my podcast. You can find it at NathanFrazierShow.com. That way you don't miss future episodes. And if you're a business owner and you are interested in learning how to better market what you sell, go over to copyandfunnels.com, check that out, and I will holler at you later. Remember, faith in each other, not in authority. My name's Nathan Frazier. I'm the High Priest of Propaganda. I am out of here. Deuces.
Now there's just certain people I have no time for. Like if you're sexist or homophobic, or if you don't believe in conspiracy theories. I just don't understand, how do you not believe in any conspiracy theories? I understand not all of them, not most of them, but you don't believe in any conspiracy theories? You just think the government's just batting 1,000 and telling us the whole truth? That's a strong stance to take. And again, as I said before, I don't like talking about politics on stage or off stage. I don't like talking about things I don't feel like I'm truly knowledgeable in. But I do know this. Our government is placed in charge of all of its people. I'm a father who's been placed in charge of just one son. And I lie to that nigga all the time.